Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I saw this charge on my credit card. Which company are you guys?
So I'm a third party call center. I work for multiple different agencies.
How do I know if this charge is genuine?
So I can see. If I can have your zip code, I can pull up the account.
Okay, what do you need to pull up the account?
The zip code.
22554.
And your first and last name?
Vincent Idiake.
I see an account here match your name. Could you verify your address?
300 Waterside Terrace, apartment 102.
Okay, thank you for that. So I see a purchase here for our Wi-Fi booster for $7.45, and then the $56.95 was for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club.
Consumer what?
It's for a Wi-Fi booster. You may have filled out a survey to win a promotional item for only shipping and handling.
Okay, so why am I getting charged for the item?
So you paid the $7.45 for shipping and handling, and then there was a subscription to the Consumer Buyers Club. That's the $56.95.
Why would I be interested in the Consumer Buyers Club?
I'm sorry, sir. What was that?
Why would I be interested in the Consumer Buyers Club?
It was stated in the terms and conditions that the subscription would be added.
First of all, I did not even subscribe to anything.
Okay, so are you saying that this account is fraud, that you never purchased the Wi-Fi booster?
I was told I will get a Wi-Fi booster as a redeemable gift from having a Wi-Fi from Fios. So why would I have to pay for it?
Because it was stated in the terms and conditions. But I can go ahead and get the subscription canceled so that you won't be billed any future charges. Would you like the cancellation
number?
Not only
canceled. I want it canceled, and I want all my money returned.
Okay,
I want my $56.95 returned.
So I
can let you guys go. I can let you guys go with the, how much is that, 17 something, or what is it?
The $7.45.
Yeah, that is okay. That $56.95, that's not me. Please refund my money.
Okay, so I can provide a 35% refund, and the account is canceled so that you won't be billed again.
No, 100% refund. I don't want 35%. I don't need any of this. If you want your Wi-Fi booster back, give me a return label so I send it back to you.
Okay, so I do apologize about that. We don't accept the items back due to COVID, and also the best thing I can do is a 50% refund.
No, I'm not paying for it.
Yes, sir. Well, I do apologize, but it was stated in the terms and conditions.
Well, sorry, I didn't see it. I'm not interested.
Okay, so the best I can do is a 50% refund.
No, I don't want 50% refund. You need me to talk to my credit card company, they will stop this payment and they will get me all my money if you don't do it for me.
Okay, so just give me 1 second and I can speak with my supervisor and see what we can do for you. Let me put you on a brief hold.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for that. So I do see a purchase here. I'm sorry, I did speak with my supervisor. And I went ahead and got that full refund process for the purchase of $56.95. You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Please, thank you. Can you cancel this? I don't want it showing up anymore, please.
All right, so the account is canceled and I gave a full refund. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, bye-bye.